New Year's Eve is approaching, and for those entertaining at home, seasonal cocktails can serve as a good alternative to the traditional champagne toast. Last Chance Foods producer Joy Y. Wang spoke with several area bartenders, and she's here to tell us what seasonal drinks they're serving for New Year's and give you some ideas for your holiday party. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Amy.
When I think of holidays, and certainly the holiday past, Christmas, I think of eggnog, and it's usually very sweet and very thick, and certainly if I buy it in the grocery store, very highly processed. Are bars trying to do eggnog one better, coming up with their own versions? It would seem complicated to make, right? You've got to use raw eggs in eggnog.
Bars definitely are making their own, and it's actually not that complicated. I talked to Jason Schert, the bartender at Henry Public, and he said basically they're making it to order. It basically includes dark rum, brandy, sugar, heavy cream, and an egg. You put all that into a shaker, and then, in his words, you shake the hell out of it.
It's not a hard thing to make at all. Anybody can do it, and it is very tasty.
So he shakes it once dry, and that means he shakes it without ice, and then he shakes it again with ice before straining it into a glass and topping it with a little bit of allspice liqueur and fresh nutmeg.
Allspice liqueur? I've never heard of that before. It's usually a spice I only take down out of the cupboard when I'm making pumpkin pie. I don't use it for cocktails. What other spices are bartenders using in their drinks?
Well, Tom Macy, the bartender at Clover Club in Brooklyn, swears by incorporating baking spices into his cocktails. In particular, he uses cinnamon-infused simple syrup, which means you boil equal parts sugar and water, and then you just let the cinnamon soak in it.
It works so well in cocktails. It's amazing. And people haven't had it, so it really, it's something that is extremely delicious and accessible, but also feels totally new to a lot of people because they've never had cinnamon in a cocktail before.
Tom warned to stay away from booze-heavy cocktails like Manhattans, though. Otherwise, no one will make it until midnight.
Because it's so yummy. How would you use cinnamon syrup in a less alcoholic drink?
Tom suggested putting a winter spin on a summer cocktail like a French 75.
You just switch out the sugar in the French 75 for cinnamon syrup. Do gin, lemon, cinnamon syrup, top it with champagne, people will be wowed, and it's extremely easy to do.
French 75. I have never heard of French 75.
It's really good. It's very refreshing.
So allspice, cinnamon, all of these sort of fall, I think of them as fall baking flavors. What other interesting ingredients did you find bartenders are using in their cocktails this season?
Well, Jan Warren of Dutch Kills in Queens likes using seasonal ingredients like maple syrup and applejack, which is a type of brandy, but he had this to say when it comes to spices.
See, the number one general rule if you're using spices is don't overdo it.
It's like salt with cooking. You can always add more, but try taking it out and you're going to have a problem on your hands. There's also walnut. Chrissy Harris, an owner of The Wren on Bowery, is using walnut bitters and walnut liqueur in a cocktail called The Great Jones. She said the drink was inspired by the walnut trees her great-grandfather grew in California.
I was just sort of inspired by this idea of, well, what would it smell like if I was walking through like a walnut orchard? Let's try to recreate that. And so when I put my nose into that glass, that's what I want to smell. I want to smell a little smoke. I want to get walnuts. I want to get that maple syrup.
Hopefully all the cocktails we have between now and New Year's can trigger such happy memories.
It all sounds delicious, smells delicious, and certain to leave people in a very welcoming mood for 2013. A good start to the new year. Joy Y. Wang is the producer for Last Chance Foods. Thanks, Joy. Happy New Year.
Thanks, Amy. Happy New Year to you, too.
To learn more and to get Henry Public's recipe for homemade eggnog, it's not very hard, and Jan Warren's recipe for an easy-to-make seasonal cocktail called the New Brunswick, click on culture at WNYC.org. This is WNYC. Happy New Year.